Gillette Radio's Dan McDowell and Bob Sturm host the Ticket's Dallas Stars postgame show, live from the Miller Lite Sky Bar at the AAC after every Stars home game. Only on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Dick Hicks, Cobra, will be at Speedy Oil Change tomorrow in Crazy Fort Worth from 1 until 2. That is at North Beach and 820. Over there in the Town of the Cow, you can register to win ticket t-shirts. And, of course, Speedy Oil Change, the sponsor of Team Musers.
Yes.
Speedy Oil Change, Team Musers.
Speedy Oil Change.
That's right. The Devils themselves in the upcoming Charity Challenge on Ice. All right. It is time now for a segment which we're calling A Few Minutes with Kevin Scott.
Kevin Scott.
And with more on that, here's Corby.
Kevin?
Kevin?
What do you have, buddy?
I'm in the newsroom right now. Do you guys have me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
you,
Kevin.
You.
Well, I can hear you fine. Good.
And now it's time for A Few Minutes with Kevin Scott.
All right, well, thank you very much.
By Jack Handy.
Well, this happened after we all went out to the Barley House on Friday night, the after party.
Mm-hmm.
I went to my apartment and dropped my girlfriend off. She got in her car.
Not in the car,
Norm. She wanted to go home. She had to be at work in the morning, so I decided to go out and meet everybody out. And I guess that's what everybody else decided to do, too, because I didn't see wives and girlfriends in tow at the Barley House. So when I pulled into the parking lot, I was dropping her off, to drop her off. As I was pulling in my parking space, I saw some activity in the covered parking. So it caught my eye, and I looked over, and I saw a guy with a hooded sweatshirt, which was pulled up, getting into a Jeep, and he was pulling out. He got into the back passenger side. So I'm assuming there were four people in the Jeep.
This is an apartment complex.
Right. Yes. And he pulled out, and I thought, that's awfully suspicious that a guy would get in the back seat, so there's obviously at least three guys, and drive off with his hood up. So I turned around and looked to get the license plate number, because I thought that was awfully suspicious. Maybe I could help somebody out with some information. So I made out the first three letters on the license plate of the Jeep and wrote it down and kept it in case anything untoward happened. And I looked around, and there was nothing suspicious. No cars were broken into. So dropped her off, went to the Barley House, came back home, probably about 2:30. And I pulled into my parking space, and sure enough, I looked over. Guy's Jeep next to me. And this was a different Jeep. Guy's Jeep next to me that I was parked next to. Both the interior lights were on. The window was busted out. Steering column was all jacked up. Somebody had tried to steal his car. And I'm assuming it was the same people, because it was in the same general area. Right. I didn't notice if it was the same car or not. So I went up to my apartment, got the information that I'd written down, wrote the guy or whoever owned the Jeep a note, said, hey, I might have some information that would help you. And, you know, I watch all the cop shows. If you get a partial license plate, you're doing some damage.
Yeah.
You're helping somebody out. So I let him know and put my number on there. Well, I get a call at 9 o'clock in the morning from the guy. Hey, this is so-and-so, I own the Jeep, and wanted to get the information from you. So I gave him all the information that I had. Here's the first three letters of the license plate. That's great. He said, if I need anything else, I'll give you a call. I thought, cool, being a good Samaritan. Well, he calls back about 30 minutes later, says, hey, the cops are down here. Can you come down and give them a report, help out with this? Yeah, so I go down, give him the cop the information.
Were you in the nude?
No, I put clothes on for this.
Good. Come down in a towel.
Yeah, I decided since it was the police.
Always a fair question with him. Damn right. Out.
It is a fair question. No, I did put clothes on and went down and talked to the cop and was giving him my story and everything. And I said, yeah, I thought since I had the first three letters of the license plate, you know, you guys could run that through the police computer and find these guys. And he just started laughing. He goes, man, because all you guys watch too many cop shows. He goes, that's near impossible to do that with the technology that we have. So that it looks good on TV, but it just doesn't work out so well.
You have to have the full plate.
I guess so, yeah. But when they pulled out of that, they were backed in, and when they pulled out, they were hauling ass. So I didn't get a look at the full license plate.
That sounds ridiculous. And I'm probably speaking out of ignorance, but if you've got to have, I mean,
you've got something
if I can type
on.
In somebody's name on Google and get their life history, that is a most, you know, most of the times an unknown person, surely they have a cross-reference search engine that you can type in three letters and a description of the car and probably come back with like two or three hits.
I would think, especially since I had the make of the car, it was a black Jeep.
Right.
At least the first three letters of the license plate number.
You have the make.
The state.
You have the first three.
Were they
Texas
plate?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
You think so? Mm-hmm. And not only that, but I checked my cell phone, and the apartment security called me at 4:30 in the morning. This guy left a message on my cell phone. Obviously, I didn't hear it. I'd just gone to sleep, you know, an hour and a half earlier. He says, oh, this so-and-so with apartment security, and, you know, I'm going to investigate this, and I wanted to see if I could get that information from you. Yeah.
4:30.
Yeah, 4:30 in the morning, what good is that going to do? You can't wait 4 hours? Call me at a reasonable time?
So what happened?
I told the guy, hey, call me back. If something happens, I'd like to get to know the outcome of the whole thing.
Did you hear the story? You know what? You're lucky you weren't like one of those witnesses and those guys backed up and started shooting or something crazy like that because you were there.
I know. I think they were just, you know what? They were probably petty theft criminals. And
you got to be kidding me.
They weren't real good at what they were doing. As soon as they saw headlights, they just got scared and took off. Yeah, but I am lucky considering all that's happened on
Greenville and DePelham.
Yeah.
You guys heard the story about what happened over the weekend in DePelham.
Oh, yeah.
The one-eyed guy, the mm-hmm. one-eyed black guy.
That's right.
With the glass eye. Have you been hearing about this?
No.
This guy's been committing all these crimes down on Lower Greenville. This has been going on for the last month and a half or so. And they've pinpointed to this one guy. One guy who doesn't even have a car. They said he was fleeing on bike when he was doing this on Greenville. He would go up to people in broad daylight. But in broad light, as far as like parking lot lights and everything, it was well-lit areas. He would walk up to these people at well-known restaurants and bars and demand at gunpoint and demand money from them.
And he would tell them to look away.
Yeah, and this
because he's got one creepy eye, they say. And you know, people notice that, but they can't really make out anything else about the guy before they look away.
So they beef up police down there, and so this weekend in Deep Elm it happened.
Same gun?
Yeah. One-eyed guy. They can't catch a one-eyed guy with no car who's done this 12 times. And they say that they almost caught him. When they go, we were this close to catching him. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? I mean, if you're this close, then like you can get a guy.
You could see him running. You're like, oh, well, we'll get him next time.
I had a math major call in and said, if you have the first three sequence letters of a license plate number, that's three sequences out of 26 letters in the alphabet. He said, you have, I think the possibilities were around 1,600. And if you have 1,600 hits that come back and you throw on black Jeep on top of it, you're not going to get more than one or two.
Expo.
And the year.
It wasn't Expo.
Obviously, the guy could give him a year. So, seems like that'd be easy to do. But this dude down on in Greenville and Deep Elm,
pretty brazen.
Yeah.
And he's pistol whipping people, too.
He is?
He's hit a couple of people.
Yeah.
I thought I read the story either yesterday or Saturday where he dropped his gun at one point. Blue steel revolver. Yeah, it's pretty violent.
What they need to do, well, one of these days, you're going to come across somebody that's packing.
He's going to get the wrong person.
They say, oh, okay, well, let me get it. Let me get my money out. Just pull out a pistol and blow the freaking guy's head.
Give him another glass eye.
I don't think many people have guns on their person. What are they wearing, a holster?
It's close. Carrying it. A lot of people carry
hard holster.
Small caliber pistols in their pocket.
He goes up to Wyatt Earp.
Do you? No, but I can because I've got a permit to carry a concealed weapon.
I think you need to start doing that up here. It'd make me feel safe.
I have no need to. I have no need to do that. I'm very
keep the sales staff out of here.
Conscious.
With Mike Turley and the P1 Wild Ass Circus running around here, you say you've got no need to?
That's you might want to rethink that.
Good point. I don't have any small caliber.
Well, that's okay. That's fine. Pocket. We need a shoulder holster from you.
Right.
And a...
A Gatling gun.
A boot gun that I see so often on TV.
That's like one of the most...
Sneaky boot gun.
Yeah, that's like one of the most useless things ever.
The boot gun?
What about when Turley has you on the ground and you're wrestling around and he's got your main piece? You're like, oh, I give, man, I give. And you reach down with that boot gun and boom! And he's gone.
Or you have the one on your back. You say, hold on, man. Yeah, oh, my back itches. And then you reach behind. Boom,
oh, my
pull
back.
It out.
Can you get my back?
Pull out like a 30-06.
Stick it right in his face.
All right, there it is. That guy. I mean, that sucks.
I know.
Robbing somebody's gunpoint.
Well, there's a few minutes with Kevin Scott.
Thank you, Kevin.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for the time.
Always a great segment.
Nice service.
Two-minute drill time right now. Let's gear up for it by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly, and we'll get to it next here on The Ticket.